And good afternoon. Welcome to Piers and the start of the playoffs here on You Were There Sports as top-seeded Piers ready to face the eighth-seeded Wolves of Malacca. Hello, everybody, and we are set to go as Brittany Bozer ready to deal the postseason's first pitch against Jeremy Erickson, the center fielder, and we are underway. And it's offered at on a bunt, and we're off to an 0-1 start. Emily Kohlgraf and Jerrica Plugger to bat here. Lefty Erickson at the plate. And the 0-1. Ground ball right side into right. Base hit to start the ball game. Erickson pulls it between first and second. You got Terry Treader handling the catching duties. Taylor Cummings at first. Laura Skiba is at second. Ella Colucci at short. Emily Sedlowski starts at third. Decora Iverson, Jade Porter, and Emily Burgraff in the Pioneer outfield. Here's Emily Kohlgraf now, third baseman, shows bunt, runner goes, throw to second, is not in time. Jeremy Erickson with a steal. One strike to count to Kohlgraf. As we are just underway here at Piers. And the 0-1. Pop foul and backing out of play. 0-2. A winless Malacca team. 0-15. Piers 16-3. First number one seed in school history. Here's the 0-2. In the air to right. That'll drift and get to the fence line and just get out of play. Long foul ball by Kohlgraf, the right-handed hitting Wolves third baseman. Leadoff hit by Erickson and a steal. 0-2 now to the number two batter for Malacca. And Bozer gets ready. Foul back and staying alive with a foul tip is Kohlgraf. This is the single elimination portion of the tournament. We head to double elim tomorrow down in Waite Park. Royalton Painesville winner awaits the winner of this game, the 4-5 seed. Low and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes.
Here we go, 2-5, here we go, let's fire.
Britt Moser ready. And the senior rocks and fires, and that one comes to the screen, and going to third will be Erickson. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at third, nobody out here. Malacca with a first inning threat.
You got it.
Here's the pitch. And it's strike three. Got her on the inside corner looking. Bozer registers a strikeout. And that's the first out of the ball game. And now it is Malacca right fielder Jerrica Plugger. Lefty shows bunt. And it is in for a called strike. 0-1. Abby Larson on deck. Both teams in all black with red letters and numbers. Here's a little one. Offered at another bunt. And a couple of fastballs on the corner and empty bunt tries by Plugger, and it's an 0-2 count. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Fouled away. A little swinging bunt that time. Retrieved off the backstop by Terry Treader. Lack on the first base dugout. Pioneers on the third base side. Sedlowski will come up at third, even with two strikes. And the pitch swinging and gets off. Here comes the runner. And scoring the first run is Erickson. And safe at first on a swinging strike that gets away is the hitter, Jerrica Plugger. So it's 1-0. And now Abby Larson, the Malacca first baseman, to hit. One nothing Malacca, top of the first. And that one skips to the screen and going to second is Plugger. And right now you wonder what it is as far as being able to grip the ball with just a little bit of misty rain that we've had here. Right now it's dry, but right up until game time, it was wet. So that ball might be slick. There's a ground ball to third. Sedlovsky will go over to first in time, and going to third now is the runner Ploeger. 5-3 ground out for out number two. And it brings up Madison Von Donzel, the right-handed hitting catcher. Base hit, steal, wild pitch, wild pitch. Gets a run home for Malacca. And the wind, and it's a swinging strike, 0-1. On deck is Melody Marks, the shortstop. One strike to the number five hitter. Two strikes, another swing and a miss. Just underway here in Pierce. As Jade Porter playing straight away in the outfield, and the 0-2. Just straight, oh, outside corner. Called strike three, ends the inning. For Malacca in the top of the first. Wolves get a run on a hit, and they leave a runner at third, half an inning. It's the Wolves one, the Pioneers coming to bat.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Piers location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant seeders for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and ag baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our four locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
All right, welcome back to Piers High School, site of this opening round 6AA East softball playoff game, as Terry Treader gets set in the box, ready to lead off the home half of the first. Pioneers find themselves down 1-0 after half an inning. And on the pitching rubber here is Kenna Eng, a right-hander for Malacca, and Treader takes it across for a strike. Terry, Ella Colucci, and Jade Porter to start for the Pioneers. Kenna Eng, a right-hander, goes into her motion and delivers. Flared foul straight back. Quick 0-2 count to Terry Treader. Matt Pepping, the head coach at third. Joe Call, his assistant at first. And Treader awaits. Fists back and foul. Same location. In on the hands of Terry Treader, junior catcher for the Pioneers. Give you the Wolves defensive alignment shortly here as the 0-2 reached for and stroked into center field for a hit. Terry Treader rounds first and checks up with a leadoff hit solidly into center field. Terry Treader has swung a good bat all year, and now the shortstop, Ella Colucci. Madison Van Donsel is catching at first, Abby Larson. At second is Grace Egan. Shortstop, Melody Marks. And at third is Emily Colgraf. Here's the pitch to Colucci. Treader comes off the bag but stays in the outfield. Jacqueline Collar in left. Jeremy Erickson in center. And Jerrica Ploeger in right. And off the plate. Bluff throw by the catcher. 1-0 Malacca. Pioneers gets a leadoff hit here from Terry Trenner. And Jade Porter on deck. Took something off and got it in for a strike. Shallow center played by Erickson out there for the Wolves. Kenna Eng ready, and a strike two is called on the outside corner. 2-2. Here's the windup by Eng on the 2-2 pitch. Trotter at first, the pitch is off the plate. Terry's running, and she will go in with a stolen base. Pitch was low and away. Trotter runs herself into scoring position. 3-2. Kalushi with a full count up at the plate, the left-handed hitting shortstop. Here's the wind, the pitch. Low, there goes Treaders. The ball gets away. Ball four to Ella. She'll go to first, and it's runners at the corners. And it's Jade Porter, the center fielder now. The Wolves will try and get Kalushi in a little bit of a rundown, but she dives back in, and everything is status quo. So Jade Porter will try and tie this ball game up with Terry Trotter at third. And Porter at the plate, Kalushi at first, nobody out. Kenna Eng delivers, inside ball gets off the glove, and Trotter races home, tying the game at 1-1. To second, Kalushi. So the go-ahead run at second now for the Pioneers. As Porter grips the bat and Kenna Eng fires it in. A little bit low. On deck, Brittany Bozer. One-one our score, bottom of the first, playoff round. Low again. So Terry Treader's leadoff single comes around to score to tie the game. And the 3-0 pitch. It's taken for ball four, and Jade goes to first. And Brittany Bozer will bat as the cleanup batter. See if Brittany can get a hold of one here as Eng faces her counterpart. Up high. Ball one. First and second, a run in. Nobody out here. Porter the runner at first. Runner at second is Ella Kalushi. And the pitch. High, 2-0. Skiba to follow in the Pioneer order. Two balls, no strikes. Kenna Eng ready. And the pitch. Strike on the outside corner's called. 2-1 to Brittany Bozer. Here's the next pitch from Kenna Eng. Way high to the screen, and both runners move up. Second and third. Kalushi to third. Porter to second. Three balls and a strike to Brittany Bozer. And foul back. Good cut by Brittany. Full count. She was right on that pitch and sent it back to the net. Porter and Kalushi in scoring position here as the Pioneers try to grab their first postseason lead. Here it comes from Eng. Walked her. Low and in. They're loaded up for Laura Skiba. And before Laura sees a pitch, the coach of the Wolves, Emily Rugemer, will go out and visit with her team.
Hello, Pierce fans. This is David Rushlow. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we'd like to take time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Pierce is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneers.
All right, visit to the mound is over, and Laura Skiba will bat with the bases full, nobody out. A run is in. 1-1 our score. With Emily Burgraff into the on-deck circle. Malacca brings their infield in. And Kenna Eng deals the pitch. Laura swings and misses. 0-1. Madison Van Donsel, the catcher for Malacca. The 0-1 Eng pitch to Skiba. Missed outside. 1-1. Ella Kalushi, Jade Porter, Brittany Bowles are on the bases. Hi. Laura Skiba ahead in the count, 2-1 now. Kenna Eng goes into a wind and delivers. Ground ball up the middle, and it is flagged down, juggled, and never was controlled, and a run scores. Marks the shortstop. Kind of just drug it along the ground at the end of her glove and did get control. Tried to force out Bozer. And it's 2-1 Pioneers on a Kalushi run. And Emily Burgraff will hit. Base is still loaded. In for a strike. Eng ready, and the pitch up high above the bill of the helmet of the right-handed hitting Emily Burgraff. Base is loaded, Eng deals. Swing and a miss, chased one high. 1-2, Emily Diker on deck. She'll bat for Dakora Iverson today. Here's the pitch to Burgraff. Little inside, moved Emily off the plate, 2-2. Pioneers 2, Wolves 1, bottom of the first. Kenna Eng rocks into the windup and the pitch. Fouled off the mask of the catcher, Van Donsel. No seniors on the roster for Malacca, only one for Pierce, and that's the runner out at second, Brittany Bozer. So two very young squads here. 2-2 pitch. Low. Full count. Eng's got to come with a strike. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Outside, walks in a run. Porter comes home. Bozer to third, Skiba to second, Burgraff an RBI, and the batter's Emily Diker. And now Coach Rugemer will ask for time. And she's going to come out to the circle again, and I think going to make a move here. Yep. Pitching change coming as the right fielder is coming in. And she is Jerrica Ploger, inheriting a tough situation. Bases loaded, nobody out. Three runs are across the board. So we'll see Emily Diker at the plate for her first at-bat. It's the Pioneers bat in the first.
Are you ready to feel like the master of the wood-fired grill? Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack, here to let you know that we now carry Traeger wood-fired grills. Traeger grills are smart, and you'll get the perfect results every single time you cook. You won't get things that taste too smoky, dry, or charred like you can on other grills, and no matter what you cook, it always tastes delicious. So stop in and check out the Traeger grills and all the accessories we have at Design Electronics Radio Shack in Little Falls.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition, and their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
Emily Dyker up at the plate now with the bases full, facing right-hander Jerrica Ploger, who takes over from Kenna Eng, who goes out to right, straight switch. First two have missed, high and outside, then low. Pierce has scored three, and they've done it with four walks, an error, a hit, and a wild pitch. Strike across, 2-1 to Dyker, who bats for Decora Iverson. Taylor Cummings on deck. Low. Three balls and a strike. Runners at every base. And that one is inside for ball four, and that'll bring home Brittany Bozer to make it 4-1. Skiba goes to third, Burgraff up to second. And now the first baseman, Taylor Cummings, to bat with the bases full. Still no outs. Loger gets one across for a strike.
Here you go, Taylor.
Oh and one. Sedlowski due up next. There's a pop-up that'll get out of play right side. Two strikes.
Here you go, Taylor. You're on it now.
This is single elimination, so loser's season ends. The winner will play tomorrow at 5 in Waite Park against the Royalton-Painesville winner. 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strikeout. And there's one away for Emily Sedlowski, the third baseman today. First out of the inning there on strikes. And Sedlowski leaves that one high for a ball. The starting pitcher, Eng, is responsible for Burgraff at second and Skiba at third. And there's one to the plate in front of home, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Jerrica Ploger. Nobody coming home as the ball ricochets back towards home. 3-0. Top of the order, and Terry Treader on deck. Three balls, no strikes. And there's ball four. That'll get Skiba home. Burgraff to third, Dyker to second. Top of the order, Terry Treader, who started this inning with a base hit. The only hit so far for Pierce, but they've scored five runs. There's one on the corner, spun in for a strike from Jerrica Ploger, the second pitcher here for Malacca today. On deck, Ella Kalushi. Fouled out of play to right. 0-2 to Treader. It was an 0-2 pitch that Terry hit for a single, leading off the first. Ploger ready in the windup. Aye, one ball, two strikes. Junior. There's strike three looking. Ploger gets a strikeout. Her second, and there are two down for Ella Kalushi. A walk and eventually a run scored here in this first inning. And Ploger gets one across. 0-1. Burgraff at third. Dyker at second. And Sedlowski at first. Well high. One ball, one strike to Ella Kalushi. First five batters up have all scored here in this inning. Kalushi reaches and sends it straight back. And it's a ball and two strikes to Ella. Pioneers are on a nine-game winning streak to end the regular season and finish 16-3. Malacca is 0-15 this year. Swing and a miss, and she strikes out Kalushi. Ends up striking out the side since coming on in relief. Pioneers get five runs on a hit, and they leave the bases loaded. And we'll go to the second, 5-1 Pioneers.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Leading off the second inning is the shortstop, Melody Marks, against Brittany Bolger. 5-1 Pierce. First pitch grounded is short. Kalushi over to Cummings for the out. And there's one quick out in the second, and it brings up the right fielder, Kenna Eng. Two strikeouts, no walks so far for Brittany Bolger. Allowed a run on a hit in the first. 5-1. Eng chops it to second. Skiba, short flip over to first. Two pitches, two outs. And now Grace Egan, the second baseman, to bat.
There you go, Britt.
And high, ball one. One ball, no strikes. 5-1 Pioneers, second inning. Two quick outs. Now a swing and a miss. Cheyenne Edel on deck. Swing and a miss, 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, base is empty. And the 1-2 pitch. Pop foul out of play. Egan will get another swing. Here's the Bolger offering. Line foul pass first. Grace Egan, right-handed hitting second baseman for Malacca. Bolger will get a dry softball. Ground ball to third, ground ball to second to start this inning. Actually to short. Up high, 2-2. It was Kalushi and Skiba that have had grounders hit to them. 2-2 now to Egan. Line drive over second. Burgraff comes up with it just over the glove of Laura Skiba at second for a two-out single to right. And Cheyenne Edel, the designated player for Malacca, will step in.
Come on, 2-2.
Batting for Jacqueline Collar, the left fielder. Nice sharp single there by Egan. Good at-bat. Fought off a couple of pitches. That one is punched foul past third, one strike. Pierce 5, Malacca 1, we're in the second.
Come on, Shay.
Decora Iverson up a step and left, straight away in center Porter. Here's the 0-1, foul back. And it's a quick 0-2 count to the number 9 hitter, Edel. Erickson is on deck. Top of the order. The two-strike windup. Left high. Good check there by the hitter on the left side. One and two.
There you go.
Taylor Cummings plays in front of the runner over there at first. Egan just low. Two balls, two strikes.
Here you go, Britt. You got it.
Two balls, two strike pitch. Tap foul, keeping her at bat alive. Still 2-2. Beers gets five runs in the bottom of the first on six walks. Just missed inside, and now it's a full count. 3-2. Strike three looking. That ends the inning. Brittany gets her fourth strikeout of the ball game to get her team off the field, and it still Pierce 5, Malacca 1.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way with 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects. Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates. Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers. If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Jade Porter leading off the bottom of the second. And the first two pitches have missed. 2-0. Pierce 5, Malacca 1 in this opening round playoff game in Section 6AA out of the East. 2-0 pitch. Ploger low. 3-0. Albany is the one seed over on the west side. They're hosting 8th seed Staples Motley today. There's ball 4. Four-pitch walk to Porter brings up pitcher Brittany Bozer. Royalton and Painesville are playing in Royalton this afternoon as the 4-5 seed game. Third seed Cathedral, home to 6 seed Foley. And then it's number 2 Annandale, home to number 7 Eden Valley Watkins today. First pitch to Bozer is a strike. Brittany walked and scored in the 5-run first. Ground ball through the middle, base hit. Porter rounds second. Comes over to third as Bozer sends one right back up the middle for the Pioneers' second hit. And first and second, nobody out for Laura Skiba. Skiba, a bases loaded grounder, misplayed up the middle that got a run home. And they will run for Brittany. Sarah Loydalt in to run. Sarah will go to first. And Laura Skiba with runners at the corners now. Wonder who's got the responsibility of keeping the softballs dry over there. They're flipping them in and out of the dugout here almost every rotation to dry them off. So Skiba at the plate, and there goes the throw to third. Border back. Loydalt halfway. And she'll eventually just stop on second.
Hurry down.
Here you go, Ski.
So second and third now for Laura Skiba. In the dirt, skips away. Here comes Jade. Oh, hit batter apparently, so it's a dead ball. And Skiba's going to first. So they're loaded for Emily Burgraff. Bases loaded, nobody out. 5-1 Piers. And Ploger gets it on the outside corner for a strike. Emily walked to drive in a run in the first. Now the 0-1, low. And Donsel with the block. One ball, one strike. Porter the lead runner. Courtesy runner Sarah Loydalt at second. Again to home, low, 2-1. And you've got Laura Skiba now aboard at first base. Nobody out. Brittany Bolger with a hit this inning. Inside for ball three, 3-1 to the right fielder Burgraff. Jerrica Ploger ready, and the pitch way high. And Burgraff, for the second time, drives in a run with a bases loaded walk. Porter comes in to make it 6-1. And now Emily Dyker to bat, or will there be a change? Coach Rugemer is out talking to the home plate ump. Hey, William. And we'll see if Malacca is indeed going to switch things up here. It looks like they will. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
Congratulations to the students and families of the Piers graduating class of 2018. Our graduation ceremonies will be held on Friday, May 25th at the MAC starting at 7 p.m. Our seniors had a great year, from state championships to beautiful musicals and concerts to high-tech learning and work in our classrooms. Congrats to this year's honor students as well. They are Bethel Elgarin, Elizabeth Dickman, Ben Harold, Jonathan Hopkins, Jordan Jansen, Dalton Karpinen, Taylor Kimmen, Tyler Kunzleben, Alec Lochner, Bailey Lochner, Jesse Marshick, Emma Otrimba, Lindsay Pop, Kylie Porter, Preston Rushlow, Holly Sayre, Kelsey Stuckmeyer, Natalie Thompson, Samantha Wincher, and Elise Yates. Congratulations on your hard work for you and your families.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities, from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls, and experience the same challenges that you do. So, they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying, go Pioneers.
Jeremy Erickson comes in from center to pitch. And the first pitch delivered to Emily Dyker is in for a strike. Bases loaded, nobody out. Piers 6, Malacca 1, second inning. And that pitch is on the corner again. 0-2 to Emily.
Here you go, Dyker. You got it. All right, here we go.
Erickson, a lefty. Ground ball into the left field. Base hit. Leutold scores. Skiba's coming home. It's a two-run single for Emily Diker. Yeah, 8-1 now, Pioneers. And Taylor Cummings will bat. Taylor struck out in the first. Burggraf now at second on the hit to left. Second hit of the inning, third of the game for Pierce, and Erickson lost the grip, rolling out of her hand as she released, and it's one ball. Emily Sedlovsky is on deck. Here's the 1-0 pitch. In for a strike. 1-1. One ball, one strike here in the second inning. There's one foul. Good poke there by Cummings, but just foul. Ball and two strikes. Ball and two strikes here to Taylor Cummings, the first baseman today. Erickson delivers, and that one's knocked foul. Again, got on top of that Cherry Mae Erickson pitch. Ball and two strikes. Nobody out here. Three runs are in here in the second. Here's the pitch. Change up just inside. 2-2 the count. Emily Diker's two-run single at first base. Low. And now it's a full count to Taylor Cummings. Ready. With Emily Sedlovsky on deck. Erickson's pitch. Strike three. Got her looking. One out. First out of the inning there on the strikeout. And it brings up third baseman Emily Sedlovsky. And the lefty deals up high, ball one. Emily walked with the bases full in the first. Third Malacca pitcher to work already is Erickson. That one comes up high again, 2-0. There's a base open, third base right now, with Burggraf standing at second, Diker at first. Here's the next pitch from Erickson, in for a strike. 2-1 to Sedlovsky.
I'm breathing fire.
Swing and a miss. Good cut there by Emily, but just threw it. 2-2. Top of the order, and Terry Treader is on deck. Popped up, middle infield, who wants it? It'll be infield fly rule, ball dropped, but the out is automatic there. Infield fly rule called, so Emily's out, even though the catch was not made. So now Terry Treader will bat. Terry has a single and a strikeout, and a run scored. Top of the order here. Shows bunt, and runners both advance as a double steal. One ball to Terry Treader, the eighth Pioneer to bat here in the second. Their lead is now 8-1. And that one fouled off the foot of Terry, I believe. 1-1. Trying to bring home two. Burggraf at third. And swing and a miss at a changeup. Had Terry well out in front of that. Ball and two strikes to Terry. Here's Erickson's pitch. Little high. 2-2 now to the Pioneer catcher. Kalushi on deck. Two pitch lined out to center and down for a hit. Emily scores from second on a two-run single by Treader. And now Ella Kalushi will continue on. And it's now a 10-1 Pioneer lead, a pair of two-run singles here in the inning. Emily Diker, Terry Treader, and also a bases loaded walk to Emily Burgraff. There's one to the screen, and Treader advances. Now she'll go to third and be safe. Never stop running, and Terry slides in safely to third.
Here you go, Ella.
Kalushi has walked, struck out, and scored a run. 2 down, 1 ball the count. In on the inside corner, taken there. 1 ball, 1 strike to Ella Kalushi. Next pitch coming from Cherry Mae Erickson. Down low, skips in front of home. Terry doesn't try to come home. 2 balls and a strike. Pair of 5-run innings here for the Pioneers. Their lead is 10-1 now. Erickson's 2-1. Pulled fair. Base hit. Down the line to right. Kalushi drives in Treader. And it's an 11-1 lead with Porter to bat. Fourth hit of the inning now for the Pioneers. Here's Jade. She started it with a walk. Kalushi's running. She'll advance, stealing the base. One strike to Jade Porter. Line drive off the glove of the pitcher. Picked up and what do we got? Out at first. 1-4-3 inning-ending play. And the Pioneers are retired in their half of the second, but not until they put up 6 more runs on the board. And after 2 complete in this first-round playoff game, top-seeded Pierce now up 11-1.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Hey everybody, Jason Sedlovsky here from Sunrise Egg Co-op. Finally, the weather has changed and spring is here. Swing into our Pierce location and check out or test drive our Gravely lawnmowers. And also check out the line of steel equipment, especially the FS56 string trimmer to give your yard that finishing touch of beauty. For the big farmers, we have various seeds for sale with brilliant seeders for rent to get them planted. For that first cutting alfalfa, we have ag bags, twine, net wrap, and egg baggers for rental too. If there's something we can help you with, call any of our 4 locations or check us out on the web at www.sunriseagcoop.com. Thank you, farmers, for everything you do, and go Pioneers.
Brittany Bolzer starting the top of the third with a swinging strike of Cherry Mae Erickson, who singled and scored the Mille Lacs run in the first inning. Swings and misses again. Quick 0-2 count. Brittany has struck out 4. Given up 2 hits. Kohlgraf and Ploger do up. Here comes the pitch on 0-2. Low and away to the lefty. 1-2. 11-1 Piers as we start the third. Left high. 2-2 to Cherry Mae Erickson. She started the game in center, has now been the third pitcher utilized by Coach Rugemer. 2-2 grounder up the middle and through for a hit. Past Colucci up the middle for a leadoff single. Second time Erickson has started an inning with a hit. And now it's Emily Colgraf. Third Malacca hit off Brittany Bozer this afternoon. And right at the knees. Colgraf called out on strikes her first time up. Cummings plays up at first. Here's the 0-1 pitch lined into right in front of Burggraf. Emily will fire it back in, and it's back-to-back singles here to start the third.
Come on, 10.
And now Ploeger will bat. Two on, nobody out.
Here you go, Britt. You got it now.
Into the wind, show of a bunt, and it's a called strike. 0-1. Two on, led by Erickson at second. Again, she punched at a bunt, came up empty, and it's a strike. 0-2.
Keep going, Britt. You
got Colucci rotating over from short to third. Coming up the line, Sedlovsky. And the pitch from Bozer. Waved at, strikeout. Strikeout number 5 for Bozer, one out. And it's the first baseman, Abby Larson's turn. Two on, one away now for Malacca in their half of the third inning. And there's a first pitch in. Ball one. Inside, I should say.
There you go, Britt. You got it now. Keep going, kid.
Cummings playing up in front of the runner at first. There's the pitch. Runner goes to third, and Colucci has to accept a high throw. Sliding in on the steal is Erickson. Trailing behind her, Colgraf into second. Pitch was a strike, so it's 1-1. And Malacca's got 2 in scoring position here for Abby Larson. Changeup got her to swing and miss. 1-2.
Keep going, Britt. You got it.
First base now open. And Bozer's 1-2 pitch. Line to right. In for a hit. One's in. Burggraf plays it in, and it's a base hit for Abby Larson to drive in Erickson. That makes it 11-2. Larson sharply into right. And Madison Van Donzel, the catcher. Strikeout victim in the first. Inside, ball one. Three solid hits here in the inning. Producing a run, they've used a double steal. Pop foul and out of play. Ball and a strike. Top of the third now, Piers 11, Malacca 2. Sedlovsky, Colucci, Skiba, and Cummings for the Pioneer infield. Foul back to the net. Takes the count to 1-2 to Madison Van Donzel.
All right, 2-5, here we go.
Treader and Bozer work, and there's one lined right to third, gloved by Emily Sedlovsky. Right to the mitt, two away. And Melody Marks, the shortstop, will hit. And Bozer tried to get her to chase a changeup. Missed high and outside. Ball one.
Here you go, Britt. You got it now.
Bozer's on the 1-0 pitch. In the air and behind second and down for a hit. A run is in, and stopping at second is Larson. Marks pokes it into center to make it 11-3. Colgraf scoring on the play. And the inning continues.
Come on,
Here you go, Britt. You got it now. Talk it up. Talk it up.
Pioneers looking to get off the field now. Their lead cut down to 8. And a strike is called. Brianna Mareworth is batting in this spot. Strike 2 is called. Her first at-bat here. And strike 3. She looked at 3 of them and is out on strikes. But pretty good inning for Malacca. They come up with 2 runs on 4 hits. And they leave 2 on base. Bottom of the 3rd coming up. Here's 11, Malacca 3. Pioneers due up in the home half of the 3rd. We'll start with the pitcher Brittany Bozer's spot due up against Cherry Mae Erickson. Bottom of the 3rd coming up.
When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck.
All right, first batter of the inning, Brittany Bozer is aboard with a little infield single. She just snuck by the pitcher and outraced everybody to the base. So Sarah Leutelt will come in and run again. Leutelt for Bozer on the courtesy. Piers 11, Malacca 3 as we start the bottom of the 3rd. And the batter's the second baseman, Laura Skiba. Been hit by a pitch, knocked in a run with a grounder, and scored twice today. And takes an Erickson offering off the plate for a ball. 11 runs, 5 hits for the Pioneers. 3 runs on 6 hits for Malacca. Laura showed bunt. Stealing second is Lloyd. No, oh, they called her out. Van Donsel throws out Leutelt, and there's one away. Shortstop Marks over to take the throw. It's a ball and a strike. Base is empty. One out now. And the pitch. Low. 2-1. Burggraf on deck. So the leadoff infield hit is erased on the caught stealing here in the bottom of the 3rd. And Erickson deals. Hit down the left field line. That ball is foul. Just foul as it hit the turf. A long strike by Laura Skiba. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two and two now to Skiba. And Erickson missed low, 3-2. Erickson has 1 strikeout, no walks. She's the third Malacca pitcher today. Swing and a miss. Throw it on to first and out. So two quick outs here in the bottom of the third, and it's Emily Burgraff, the right fielder's turn. Emily twice has walked with the bases full. She'll bat with the bases empty and two down here.
Come on, 1-5.
Bunted in front of home. Pitcher up with it and throws, and not in time. A bunt single for Burgraff. Burgraff pushes it up in front of home and races to first, beats the throw from Erickson, the pitcher. And now it is Emily Diker at the plate. Second hit of the inning, seventh of the game for Pierce. None of them have gone more than about 50 feet. There's a steal coming, and in is Burgraff. One ball to count. Pioneers up 11-3, two outs, runner at second in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the Erickson pitch, in for a strike. 1-1 to Emily Diker, batting for Decorah Iverson.
Here you go, Em. You got it now, kid.
Taylor Cummings would hit next. Here's the pitch from Erickson. Blasted to center. That ball is up. That ball's gone. Two-run homer for Emily Diker to dead center field. A line drive home run. Diker greeted at home. Just like that, the Pioneers are back up 13-3. With Burgraff scoring. Dead center field. That one got out of here. And now it's the first baseman, Taylor Cummings. Swing and a miss, 0-1. We're in the bottom of the third inning here at Piers. Taylor today has two strikeouts today, so she's looking to put the ball in play here. Two down and the pitch. Low. Ball and a strike.
Here we go, Taylor.
1-1 to first baseman Cummings. 2-1. From Erickson, misses low. Boy, they're stacked up about three deep in the dugout over there. All the JV players in uniform today. So there was quite a crowd to greet Emily when she got to home. There's a swing and a miss at a good pitch by Erickson. 2-2 the count.
Here you go, Taylor. You got it. Stay aggressive. Stay aggressive.
2-2 to Taylor Cummings. Low, full count. A bunt and a bomb for the Pioneers here in the third. The Burgraff bunt, the Diker homer. 13-3. Payoff pitch. Pulled foul past Coach Pepping.
You're on it, kid.
Sedlovsky would hit next if Cummings keeps the home half of the third alive. Three-two pitch again. High drive to left in the park. Yes, caught at the fence. And that'll end the inning. Taylor squared it up, but just into the base of the wall where the left fielder able to get back and make the catch. But a two-run homer by Emily Diker pushes the lead back to 10. And after three innings in this first-round playoff game, it's Pierce 13 and the Malacca Wolves 3.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. golfers, softball players, youth teams. Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Piers Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Piers. Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, Emily Sedlowski is the new pitcher, and the first batter lines right to Cummings at first. Egan hits a screamer right to the glove of Cummings. One out. And now Cheyenne Edel will bat. So Brittany Bozier now playing third with Emily Sedlowski pitching. And Emily fires one high for a ball. It's Piers 13, Malacca 3 as we start the fourth. And Sedlowski puts it on the black. 1-1 the count. Top of the order due up next. Tapper to third. Played there foul by Bozier. 1-2. One out on a line drive to first. Sedlowski, who's won two games this year, pitching. There's a ground ball to Brittany Bozier over to first. Corner infielders fielding a couple of hard hits, and there are two quick outs, top of the order now. And here's Cherry Mae Erickson, who's 2-for-2 today and has scored a couple of runs. Singles in the first and third. Ground ball, shortstop Kalushi over to Cummings, and it's a quick inning. Three outs in very quick fashion sends us to the bottom of the fourth with a 13-3 Pioneer lead going to the bottom half of the fourth.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Lashinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hello, Piers fans. This is David Rushlow. As spring sports seasons are coming to an end, we'd like to take time to recognize and congratulate all the athletes and coaches on their achievements during the season. Piers is very proud and blessed to have these teams that provide such great entertainment all year long. Thank you to all our sponsors and donations from the various organizations. Your help is greatly appreciated. Congratulations again on the fine seasons, and good luck to all the teams participating in the playoffs this spring. Go Pioneer!
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect Checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers!
Bottom of the fourth, Piers leading Malacca 13-3 in this playoff game. Emily Sedlowski, the pitcher, to lead off. Pops it to third in foul territory near the fence. And that ball is caught. Nice play by Colgraf up against the fence. Good play by the Malacca third baseman to make that play. And now top of the order, Terry Treader. Two-run single last time up. Up high, ball one. Bottom of the fourth, 13-3.
All right, Terry, here we go.
Treader and then Kalushi in the Pioneer lineup here. Here's the 1-0 Erickson pitch. Line to center, and that ball will be caught. Right at the center fielder for out number two. And now shortstop Ella Kalushi to bat. RBI single last time up, pulling one down the right field line. She's also walked and scored a run. Two quick outs here for Erickson. Kalushi to center. That ball's got some carry. That ball is up against the fence and a long single. Boy, that short hop, the base of the center field fence. And with the outfield playing deep, they quickly relayed it in and held Ella to one base. Now Jade Porter to hit. Second hit today for Ella, and the ninth for the Pioneers. Jade has walked twice and grounded out. Changeup gets the corner called, 0-1. Piers up 13-3 in the fourth. Tap by the pitcher to second, and the throw to first is in time. That's a couple of those that Jade has just come up short on infield hits. Last time up as well, same basic play. Pioneers get a hit, but leave Kalushi aboard, and after four complete, it's still Pioneers 13, Malacca 3.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and
13-3, Colgraf leads off, sends one in the air to right center and down for a hit. Colgraf starts the top of the fifth with a single to right. Her second hit of the game. And now it is Ploger to hit. Pierce 13, Malacca 3, top of 5 in the playoffs. Emily Sidlowski pitching. Swinging bunt, 0-1. Two strikeouts for Ploger today. She was the second of three pitchers used. Up high. Brittany playing way up at third, and the left fielder is on the infield. Iverson. Again, a swinging bunt try there. 1-2 to Ploger. Emily Sedlowski. In relief of Brittany Bozer. Pitched a 1-2-3 fourth. There's a swing and a miss. First strikeout for Emily. One down. And it's first baseman Abby Larson. An RBI single last time up. 1-for-2 in the game. She's also grounded out to third. 7 hits for Malacca. Here's the pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Finds its way into center. Porter scoops it up. Two-hit game for Abby Larson. And Colgraf moves up to second. And now it's the catcher, Madison Van Donsel. Lined out to third last time up. She's also been out on strikes. 2 on, 1 out for Malacca, batting in the fifth. Foul back. 0-1. Shortstop Marks on deck. If the Pioneers win this game, they'll play tomorrow at 5 against either Royalton or Painesville. There's a swing and a miss at a changeup, and it's 0-2 to Van Donsel. That would be at, I believe, Miller Field over there in the Waite Park area. Ground ball off of Sedlowski, rolling towards short. No play for Ella. Line drive right off Emily, and they're loaded up now for the Mille Lacs shortstop. Base hit to drive in a run in the Wolves' two-run third inning. Base is loaded, one out. Rolled foul directly over the left shoulder of catcher Terry Treader. Pierce 13, Mille Lacs 3. One out, bases full here in the fifth. Ground ball, hit the runner. That's a dead ball. That's an out. The runner at first is out. Runners have to go. The batter gets to first. The batter and first base runner just replaced. The other two have to stay where they're at. And technically, it's a base hit for the hitter. But it's runner interference on the first base runner, Van Donsel. Two outs, so Marks gets a base hit on the play. Colgraf back to third. Larson has to go back to second. Marks is aboard at first. Two down. And Merworth will bat. Odd play there. Swing and a foul tip held there by Terry Treader.
Keep it up, Noam.
Sedlowski ready on the 0-1. Foul back. 0-2. Sedlowski and the Pioneers try to finish here in the fifth. And Emily missed high. One ball, two strikes. Right where Treader wanted it, Terry was almost standing, asking for Sedlowski to put it upstairs, and Emily did. It was just out of the strike zone. 2-2. Swing and a miss, strikeout. And the Pioneers will move on to Waite Park with a 13-3 victory in five over Mille Lacs. We'll tell you about the next round, which gets started tomorrow when we come back.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Pierce, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. If you're thinking about refinancing, new construction, or buying a home, come in and talk with one of Unity Bank's experienced lenders today. They offer competitive rates, fast processing, and the convenience of local servicing, which means you'll always work with one of their experienced staff members at Unity Bank. Stop in anytime or learn more at unitybanking.com. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Go Pioneers! The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Pierce Pioneers are moving on in Section 6AA softball action. They'll play tomorrow at 5 against the Royalton-Painesville winner. That was in Royalton today, a 4-5 seed game. 5 o'clock tomorrow at Miller Park. In Waite Park, which is the field where we played Albany for the section final last year, Cathedral, Purim, all those teams we played at Miller. So it's the one over by McDonald's. Pioneers come up with 13 runs on 9 hits today. Errorless defense. They leave 5 runners. For Malacca, they do hit the ball. They score 3 runs. They have 10 hits today. They commit an error and leave a total of 6 runners on base. Their season comes to an end as they gather down the right field line for their final thoughts with Coach Rugemer. Pioneers gather down the left field line. Malacca actually got on the board first. A leadoff hit, a steal, a wild pitch, and then they got that run home on a wild pitch. And it was 1-0 after half an inning. But the Pioneers came up and went to work in the bottom half, and it started with a base hit by Terry Treader, and then 3 straight walks, an error, another couple of walks. Finally, an out was recorded on the number 8 batter of the inning. Another bases loaded walk. All told, Pioneers got 5 runs on 1 hit in the first inning. 6 free passes in the inning helped them out to those 5 runs. They added another 6-run inning in the second. RBI single by Ella Colucci. 2-run singles for Terry Treader and Emily Diker and Emily Burgraff's bases loaded walk. And that gave Pierce the 11 runs. Malacca had scored 2 in the third. RBI singles for Abby Larson and Melody Marks. And then the final 2 of the game to make it a 10-run ball game again came off the bat of Emily Diker after Burgraff had bunted her way on. Emily hit a line drive homer to center to make it 13-3. And Emily Sedlowski then pitched 2 scoreless innings in relief. And this game is over by the 10-run rule after 5. So Pioneers will play 5 o'clock tomorrow in Waite Park.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lash's Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lash's Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
All right, as we wrap things up from Pierce, Pioneers have now won 10 in a row, and overall their record improves to 17-3. They'll get either Royalton or Painesville, teams they've played this year already, beating Royalton here last week. They split their conference doubleheader. One of their three losses is against Painesville, so we'll see what happens there on the results of the Royals and Bulldogs ball game, but we'll know later on this evening what the matchups are. That'll be a 5 o'clock game at Miller. Baseball team's got home action tomorrow night. New London Spicer comes over to Helly Field, 7 o'clock for that one. That was not on the original schedule. It was an added game when teams had open dates due to late start on the weather. So two teams that met in the state quarterfinals last year will meet at Helly Field tomorrow night. And then you've also got the subsection track meet going on tomorrow. That's a 3:30 start. Good luck to all the track and field athletes as they prepare for their postseason now. So, and of course, we'll have softball for you just before 5 from Waite Park. 17-3 Piers moves on in the playoffs. We'll see you in Waite Park tomorrow.